Hello, everybody. Matt Bubala with you for another 23 minutes on WGN Radio. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio here in the Trib Tower. We're in the Showcase. Roger's up on the seventh floor. Jess Raines is here behind the glass, hanging out until Max and O take over at 5 a.m. We're hoping to touch base in a couple of minutes with Julia McFarlane. She is a BBC reporter in front of the show. Talk to her a little bit about, about our week here and how they're looking at it overseas. We had a very interesting week here that we just have not touched on much here, Roger. But I did tease earlier.
Okay.
I did tease earlier. And I do. some shows you come in fired up and you want to do it all, and sometimes you're just like, You know what? Quite honestly, I was thinking this week, Twin Peaks has been a saving grace for me. Honest to God, Raj, I can get away from the world for an hour every Sunday and not think about all the insanity that's going on, and It's just been awesome. And there's only four episodes left, and it's killing me.
Well, then you get to watch everything from the old series through the new series after that. You'll go back, you'll start with the old series again, and just keep watching through the new series. That'll take how many episodes?
I'll just watch the new one again. Honestly, I'll go back to the old one.
Fine.
The new one is so good. I will go back to it. But it's been a saving grace. But just this week. Anyways, I teased earlier.
Yeah.
That a friend of mine today was, she tweeted me about Bannon resigning,
right,
being fired, whatever happened, And said, you know, she really thinks that Trump's not going to, he's going to figure out a way out.
No.
And I said, no. Here's my reasoning. Because I don't think he's loving the job. I don't think he's liking the job. I do think he'd rather not be doing the job. However, right now with what happened in Charlottesville and all the mounting pressure and Republicans turning against him somewhat, et cetera, I think that is not a way he would ever resign. If the Russia thing got too crazy and he thought there was going to be some problems there, maybe he'd resign. But something like this, where Republicans are turning against him, to me, that means he'll and people start calling for his resignation. To me, that's where he digs his heels in and says, no way I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm not going like that.
It's just not his nature.
Now,
when someone says he's going to or not going to do something, it is his nature to do the complete opposite.
Well, everything has to be on his own terms.
Of course.
That's for sure. And no matter what, if somehow someday he does resign, He will make it look like, because he has accomplished everything he wanted to, he changed the economy, he would go out singing about the unemployment rate and the Dow and the this and the that and this stupid mainstream media. I'm just tired of dealing with them. I've accomplished what I needed to. America's in a better place, and I'm going to go back to running my business because, blah, blah, blah. He'd make it look like he just, achieved everything in the world, for sure.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing.
Yeah.
There will never be enough pressure on him to resign, because Democrats do not want him to resign.
Because?
Because why would you want to give Mike Pence 2 years to run a normal presidency to go into a reelection? It is by far in the Democrats' best interest right now to keep Trump doing exactly what he's doing going into these midterms a year from now. There is no reason for them to want him out at all. Even if he's not broken any laws that we know of, right? This whole Charlottesville thing was blunder after blunder after blunder. And certainly I don't think the moral leadership that we would like out of a president, at least for 80% of Americans. However, that's just not knowing how to do the job right. And for Democrats, it's the biggest gift he could give them. He is giving them a big opportunity to take advantage going into these elections. And if he got run out of office now, there'd be a lot of time for Mike Pence to right the ship, to automatically look like so much better, so much more presidential, so much better of a leader and smart politician, and start getting an agenda pushed through. All of those things would happen. And that's the worst case scenario for Democrats. And for so many very progressive Democrats, Mike Pence is a way worse person to have in office. Very, not friendly to the LGBT community. All sorts of things, the women's reproductive rights. He is not the guy that they want in office. Trump is much more the person they want in office. A, because quite honestly, he was a Democrat till not that long ago. And B, he's not really getting anything done. And misfire after misfire on the publicity front makes it really good for them to have a better shot of winning some elections come the midterms. So in my mind, you know, you're never going to hear Dick Durbin start calling for his resignation. You're never going to hear Tammy Duckworth or any of the big Democrats start calling for his resignation because it's not in their interest as a Democratic Party. Unless he really does something insane with North Korea or something big comes out of this Russia investigation, there is no way he's getting pushed out. It would only be on his own accord. That's my two cents. Hey, speaking of two cents, Julia McFarlane, our friend from the BBC, is on the phone right now. Hey, Julia, good morning.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was just going on a rant about how Donald Trump will never resign from this office. Is anybody over there thinking in this, with this crazy week we had here, is anybody overseas saying, you know what, I bet he's going to end up stepping down or they're going to force him out?
You know, we're all beginners in the crazy train of American politics now more than ever. But what happens, what's happening is that we're paying attention to to what's happening in the White House more than we ever have in the past, even when we were, you know, both fighting the same war in the Middle East 10 years ago. It seems that national bulletins are very often not leading on national stories, but leading with developments in Washington. But what it's tricky because, you know, there will be a day of crazy headlines and, you know, whether it's something to do with the Russia investigation or whether it is, you know, fallout from the protests and what happened last weekend. We always think, is this the end? Is this it? And yet somehow in a couple of days late, a couple of days later, we're talking about something else. And it seems that this president has a remarkable staying power for now. So, you know, is there going to be a straw that breaks the camel's back? I don't think anyone here really knows what that might be, because, you know, with every week we're, you know, there's something that takes us by surprise. And, you know, very often rules are broken that conventional wisdom would have said that would have toppled any presidency. And yet Donald Trump remains storming forward. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, I would tell you, Julie, I was just saying before you got on the phone that he's not going to leave office unless he decides of his own accord. He hasn't broken any real laws that they could convict him of to push him out. He could be shamed out of office, you might say. But he's not the type who will cave to that type of pressure, that's for sure. And while he has just done everything that a president would never do in our history, for the most part, as far as the way you lead this country, none of that is going to get him pushed out of office. And as I was saying, I think the biggest thing is Democrats, the other side, they want him to stay in office because it's giving the Democratic Party a real opportunity moving into our next midterm elections to run against Donald Trump and everything that's changed in America or the way things are going. Him, if he left office, that would be not good for the Democratic Party right now. It's too far away from elections. And Mike Pence, his vice president, who would take over, is way more conservative and is way more of a politician, meaning he would get stuff pushed through. They would probably repeal and replace Obamacare, which was a huge issue here. They would pass all the progressive movements of the last 8 years, gay marriage and things like that. Mike Pence would be very much against women's reproductive rights. They would start rolling back a ton of stuff if he became president. So the Democrats need Donald Trump to stay in, keep making a fool of himself, for lack of a better term, in a lot of ways, in America's eyes and national eyes, so that they can run against that when the next elections come around. So he's not going anywhere for the time being, unless he decides, I've had enough of this.
You say that. Yeah, I mean, you say this, but I'm reminded of one of my favorite SNL sketches that I saw when Kate McKinnon was playing Hillary. And there is a line where she, as Hillary, says, "No, he's got to win. I'm counting on it," referring to Donald Trump. And the joke was, because obviously, you know, Hillary was in it for the long haul, and the candidate she would have wanted to go up against was Donald Trump, because she would have steamrolled him. That was, you know, that again, that was conventional wisdom. So, you know, who knows? But, you know, honestly, like, we can we can try and understand and we can try and predict, and very often in the last few years, all of our predictions have gone out the window. Yeah. But the question that I am particularly interested in, really, is what does Donald Trump want? I mean, has he wanted to ascend to the White House in it for ascending to the White House in itself? Has he wanted to be president because he's wanted to be president? Or does he want to be president because he sees it as a means to an end? And if so, what is that end? You know, what is the Trump ideology? He, throughout his years, has swung across the political spectrum. He's donated right. to the Clintons. He was quite Democrat at some point, and then he, you know, almost disavowed the Republicans if they weren't going to choose him as their candidate. I don't really know what he wants or what he believes in. He has a lot of strong talk, but there will be things that I'm, you know, which you wonder whether he says it because that is what pumps up his base for the moment. You know, he's very anti-immigration, and yet he has an immigrant wife, you know, and he's also got family from Scotland and, you know, all sorts of things that don't really tend to make sense if you're looking at what he says and trying to balance them against long-running views that he seems to have. So would Donald Trump ever step down? I think if it were a case of him stepping down rather than being removed from office, I would guess my own unqualified view would be that it would be because what he wants is no longer in the White House. And then to that end, I want to know, what is it that he wants?
Well,
really?
And I don't know that we can answer that, but I would say what he wants is no longer in the White House. I don't think, Julie, that he truly, truly, truly really wanted to be president. I think he wanted to run for president. The one thing that we have seemed to have seen from Donald Trump for many years now is that he loves praise, and he loves being able to tell people and being told how good he is and how great things he's done. I mean, look at how he handled Charlottesville. He right away goes into how great things are in America in his first press conference about this. I mean, it always turns back to those things. And I don't think he truly ever wanted to be president. I think his whole running for president was a big middle finger to Barack Obama, who made fun of him at a press dinner years ago. And it seemed like that's where it's so much of Donald Trump's policies seem to be just to hurt Barack Obama and go against whatever Barack Obama had going. I mean, he really has a thing for Barack Obama and did for the 8 years of office. And I think he ran somewhat on a lark because people said, you'd make a great president. And if somebody tells him that, he's going to believe it. And he thought this would be, you know, I should do this or that. I don't think he really thought he was going to win. And now that he's there, I think he's not enjoying it and not having fun, because it's not like running his Trump organization. He can't, you know, with the checks and balances and Congress and everything else, he can't get the things done he wants to get done. I think it's suffocating. Yeah. And I think that if he ever does decide to step down, it will be at some point when he decides, I can claim victory. I came in, I turned around the stock market, I turned around the economy, I secured the borders, I've done what I needed to do, and now I leave it to blah, 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 blah. And I think what it will happen, my best guess would be, he won't run for re-election. He will finish his 4 years. I will bet you $1,000 right now he does not run for re-election or stand for re-election, because he is not going to want another 4 years of what you have to go through as president. I just don't think his heart is that much into it. I think there's too much else he enjoys in life and enjoys doing that you just don't get to do when you're the president.
No, of course, that sounds perfectly plausible to me. That's another more than 3 years away, so I guess we'll just have to see.
How is it still 3 years away? How is it still 3 years away? This is crazy. It's like we just had 10 years of a presidency in 6 months.
Yeah, we've had 10 years of a news cycle in the last
Yeah, we have. Hey, I know you got to get going and I have to get going too. Let me ask you one question, though. We had somebody on the show earlier tonight here in Illinois who is part of a website. So we have a governor race here in Illinois coming up next year.
All right.
And we have all these men. So we have a Republican governor, and we have all these, I think we have now 8 men vying for the primary for the Democrats, and no women running in Illinois for governor. And so it's a
I was just about to ask that when you said 8 men. Is there any women?
No women running.
Just 8 men. Yeah.
So some of my political women friends here in Illinois started a website like, are women running for governor in Illinois? And it's a big no, and how we need to get women involved and things like that. And so Politico did a big project here talking about women in office nationally. Nationally for us, women represent 20% of our Congress, 25% of state legislature seats, 12% of governorships, 24% of statewide elected offices like our attorney general, lieutenant governor, et cetera, et cetera. Women do not represent well at all, as they should, here in our government. How is it over there in the UK? Is this I'm wondering if this is a worldwide issue or if it's different in America than it is in other places.
I think our parliament has a higher proportion of women in MPs. I believe it's at an all-time high at the moment. I know that the opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, he's made quite a big thing of wanting to have a gender-balanced shadow cabinet. He has a lot of female senior Labour MPs in his shadow cabinet. But I would say that it's not just across politics. It's the media, it's science, particularly science, the world of engineering, the world of tech, that women are really underrepresented. Mm. I'm not sure exactly why that is. I think a lot of time women are held back. I think that's absolutely true. I think often when there are men in senior positions, when they are looking to hire a space, there is an unconscious bias where a lot of people tend to want to hire people similar to themselves. And many times it's not consciously done, but it's something that we should be aware of. But I think whenever we have these conversations, I think the dangerous side of this is that we ignore the fact that a lot of women do choose to have, you know, to pursue family life. And that is an important part of the gender balance question, because there are trends that more women tend to bring up children. And that should not be an excuse at all. But as when we come to issues of diversity, whether it's ethnic diversity or whether it's gender diversity, I'm very much of the opinion that quotas and sort of shoving people into slots in order to make up a balance is not the right way to tackle this. It's more about in my own opinion, it's about the attitudes that you need to tackle. You need to understand that women are just as capable as men. And what I would like to see is to have no barriers. So rather than having sort of quota filling strategies, take away the barriers so that the best candidate for the job gets the job, regardless of who they are, regardless of their background, of their race, of their sexuality. And I think that's the best way we can move forward, rather than fixating on numbers.
Yeah, well, that's the ideal. How we get there is the other question. I'm out of time. I know you've got to get back to work. Julia McFarlane, follow her on Twitter at Julia McFarlane. She works for the BBC. Let's check in again soon. Okay, Julia?
Thanks, Matt. Nice to speak to you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for jumping on the phone. Our friend Julia McFarlane at the BBC. Very good follow on Twitter for international news at Julia McFarlane on the BBC. All right, Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN.